My name is Chris Ewan, and my novel Dark Tide is a Hoptune thriller. It's a story about friendship, family, about secrets and lies, and the things we do for love. And it centres around a character called Claire Cooper. When Claire is 8 years old, her mother mysteriously vanishes one Hoptune night, and it's an experience that profoundly affects the rest of her life. It isolates her, and she finds it difficult to make friends and form bonds. Until when she's 14, she's befriended by a group of Manx teenagers, and they fall into the habit of performing pranks or dares every Hoptune. Except one year, the prank they carry out with Claire goes horribly wrong, and that has repercussions for all their lives. And the novel really is about how Claire copes with that and how her friends cope with that. And to some extent, the unique thing about the book is that while the action takes place over a 20-year span, we only ever hear what's happening on different Hoptunes moving forwards and backwards in time as we follow Claire's life. People sometimes ask me where the ideas come from for my books, and sometimes I have very clear recollections and other times not. But with Dark Tides, there was a very specific day when the idea for the novel came to me. Some years ago now, following on from the success of Safe House, which was my first Isle of Man set thriller, Manx Litfest had arranged for Anne Cleves, the best-selling author of the Vera novels, which are televised for ITV, and the Shetland series of novels, which have been televised for the BBC, and Stuart McBride, the best-selling Scottish crime writer, over to take part in an event with me on one evening of the Litfest. During the afternoon, and this must have been sort of late September, early October, Anne Cleves was doing an event signing books in Bridge Bookshop in Port Erin. And Stuart and I went along to support her, and since her signing queue was so long, we decided to go for a walk around the village. And we were talking about what we were going to write next. Both of us had to begin new books, and neither one of us really knew exactly what we were going to write. And I was saying to Stuart that I thought I'd write something set on the Isle of Man again, because Safe House had been a success for me and people seemed to have responded to that story. But I was still searching for the right idea. And we happened to walk past a newsagent's window where there were a bunch of Halloween masks on display. And I said to Stuart, oh, here's an unusual quirk about the Isle of Man. For those of us who are not from the Isle of Man, the Isle of Man doesn't celebrate Halloween, it celebrates Hoptune. And I explained about some of the different traditions on Hoptune as opposed to Halloween. I talked about carving turnips instead of pumpkins, and how odd I found it when I first moved to the island and opened my door on the night of Hoptune to find that instead of there being kids there trick-or-treating, there were kids singing nonsense songs with some really quite sinister lyrics. And I mentioned the lyrics of Ginny the Witch, and those lyrics have always kind of struck me as a bit weird, particularly the line, Hoptune, my mother's gone away and she won't be back again until the morning. And I began to think, would there be a story in the idea that a mother's gone away and not come back? And I said to Stuart, hey, actually, maybe there's a novel on that. And he looked at me and said, you think? So I did think. I went away that afternoon and I did some more research. I spoke to my wife, who's a Manx historian, and I discovered that Hoptune had a number of traditions linked to it regarding the fact that it used to mark the old agricultural calendar, the end of one year, the beginning of the next. And some of those traditions related to divination and predicting what would happen in a year to come. And one of the traditions I stumbled upon was that supposedly back in the day, a Manx family might go to bed at the end of the day, and before doing so, they put out the fire in their hearth and spread the ashes to cool. And then when they came back down in the morning, they might look to see if there were any marks in the ash. And if they saw a footprint pointing in towards the fireplace, it meant that there'd be a birth in the family in the year to come. But if they saw a footprint pointing out towards a doorway, it meant that somebody would die. And that seemed to me a great hook for a very dark mystery novel. And later that day, after the event that Anne Stewart and I did at the Manx Lit Fest, we went to dinner. And I told Anne and Stewart this story. And Anne looked at me and said, "If you don't write that novel, I will." So I did. And that novel became Dark Tides.
Air thick with burning turnips, Ginny the Witch is screeching round corners, bin liners flapping. Newsagent rubber masks lolling lopsidedly. Self-conscious giggles at open doors.
If you're gonna give her something, give it to her soon, before we run away by the light of the moon.
The opening page and a half of Dark Tides goes as follows.
Tasheni hauna hopchune, tani sojan tralale, hopchune.
Every home hides a secret. My job had taught me that. People rarely open up to the police right away. Not suspects, not witnesses. Sometimes not even victims. It's a primal response, I think. We all fear authority. We're hardwired to conceal information. And a warrant card is no passport to the truth. But here's something else I've learned. You don't have to rely on someone to tell you what's hidden. You can train yourself to feel for it, to sense it from your environment. And yes, I know that sounds a little crazy, but believe me, I was listening to my instincts right now, alone in a dilapidated cottage at the extreme north of the Isle of Man. And they told me one thing with absolute certainty. This is where you're going to die. Melodramatic, right? I can see why you might think so. Not so many years ago, I would have thought the same thing myself. Truth is, I never used to be this way. I'm really not the neurotic type, though in all honesty, nobody could blame me if I were. Record, I'm not superstitious either, but even I could tell that the omens weren't good. A storm was closing in outside, and the afternoon was unusually dark. There were no tree branches scratching the window glass, or lone dogs howling at the sky, but the October rain was hammering down in a violent frenzy, and the wind coming off the Irish Sea was blasting over the sand dunes and the grassy flatlands that fronted the cottage, gusted against the whitewashed walls and droned in the chimney of the old fireplace just in front of me. A garage door kept slamming out back. It was a garage that contained an awful secret of its own. But here's the real clincher. It was Hopchune, the Manx Halloween. The phase of the year when the veil between our world and the spirit world is said to be tissue thin. A time for ghosts and ghouls and things that go bump in the night. A date on the calendar that I'd come to feel like nothing else. A day that had haunted me since I was 8 years old. Oh,